Hey, Steve here. The murders on this show are not real murders. Believe it or not, they're completely made up. Enjoy the show. Hi.
I'm Griffin.
I'm Steve.
This is Killed to Death.
We solve your murders for you. And once again, we're back, and once again, it's another year, and we're inducting people into Canada's Walk of Fame. How exciting. Aren't you excited?
Yeah, I think Canada's Walk of Fame is the highest honor one could achieve.
Exactly.
No matter what your nationality is.
And we had some biggies coming in this year. Colonel Chris Hadfield was inducted. You got Andrea Martin, but we're going to talk about some flubs, because there are Canadians missing from this Walk
of
Fame.
So not snubs?
Oh, yeah.
Snubs is when you don't... Flubs is when someone fucks up so bad. So we're going to talk about people who were inducted and then had a bad accident, a big flub. Maybe they messed up their lines. Maybe they tripped into the audience.
Yeah, so these are just past flubs from Canada's Walk of Fame.
And who could forget? This was 1989.
Oh, yeah.
Bryan Adams.
Oh, yeah.
He was going up. He was supposed to do a performance of Summer of 69.
That's right.
He was going to change it. He was going to do a fun parody called Summer of 1989.
Right.
For everyone at the audience. He had already been inducted a few years back. This was just a fun, funny performance.
Yeah.
He forgot to bring any instruments.
Oh,
he forgot to invite anyone from his band. He went up on stage, accidentally brought a book, sat there, read.
He read the most
read
of it.
45 minutes, just him sitting there, before he realized, he was like,
wait
a sec.
Something
doesn't feel right.
That was a
I was supposed to sing Summer of 89, but instead I read Animal Farm.
And now they preset all the instruments on stage, and he has to bring a pamphlet up with him, the reminder. That says, play
but
the song.
Then he just sits there and reads the pamphlet, so I really didn't help
the pamphlet just says, play the song.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, yeah. That's
Steve,
right.
You had a flub you were laughing pretty hard at.
Oh, my God. I mean, this was this year. This was this year. It was insane. We were inducting Jim Pattison, who's a very rich man from Vancouver, and he went up
there.
He
just paid his way in? He was like, hey, can I get on Colonel's Walk of Fame?
Could be on a Walk of Fame.
Hey, I'll give you $20.
This guy's rich. Well, here's the flub. He went up on stage, and he clearly meant for money to rain down on the audience, but he rigged it up in the wrong place.
Oh, so all the money blew upwards.
Yeah, so it shot out the top of the building.
And everyone outside who had gathered around the building just sees it shoot out the chimney.
Yeah.
They think a rich pope has just been elected.
Everyone inside was so confused as he stood there saying, and tonight we make it rain. Yeah. Kept milking it, really thinking they'd missed the cue. He kept like big winks over at the tech being like, I said, make it rain, money from the ceiling. So big flub for him. Obviously, we're still big fans.
Yeah. One last flub from me.
Yeah.
They accidentally inducted Jim Belushi.
Oh, yeah.
Not Canadian, but they gave it to him. They went through the whole award, and he won't give it back. They phoned him back up. They said, hey, man, this is not cool. We have a limited number of these stars to give away. And he said, no, I'm keeping it. It's mine.
You do pretty
John, good. John never won Canada's Walk of Fame, but I did. I'm Jim. I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to suck on it.
And he did suck on the award.
Yeah, he sucked on the side of the star, yeah.
Yeah.
The star they were supposed to put in the ground, he's just holding.
Well, that's what they do. We should mention they hand you the piece of the sidewalk, and you do have to carry that around with you. And then bring it to the ceremony where you drop it into the ground in place.
Yeah.
Which was the huge flub, is that they accidentally just gave someone a blank sidewalk piece.
Oh, they give him a regular sidewalk space.
Okay, I shouldn't say blank. It was wet cement, and some kids had written some shit in it.
Oh.
And they put their handprints, and it was all very funny.
Who was it? Who did they award that to?
They were awarding that to Ryan Lochte.
Oh, okay. Is he Canadian?
No, he's the American swimmer, which was the first flub. And then they gave him this piece of concrete, and he had to stand there.
And he was like putting his hand in it, seeing if it would fit.
Yeah, and it was bigger. These were all children's hands in the thing.
Then he probably smoked a joint. No, that's the other one. No.
This
that's
guy,
his friend.
This was the one. This was the piece of shit guy who faked the getting mugged in.
Oh yeah,
in Rio.
Okay,
yeah.
So he probably didn't smoke a joint. He said, "Hey, someone stole my joint."
Yeah, hey, someone took my joint.
Do you feel bad for me?
Yeah, and we didn't.
Do you want to solve a murder?
Yes.
The victim, Arnold Reitman, circus ringmaster. Today's guest, Raymond the Seal, who found the body. Hello.
Excuse me. I have a cough.
That's you coughing?
That's me.
No, so when you hear a seal go, ar, they're sick.
Oh, they're 100% sick.
Wow, so most seals are sick.
Most seals are sick about 79% of the time.
Wow.
What is it?
Seal
if
cough.
If you don't want your illness. The seal cough.
The seal cough.
What would cause that?
Well, pretty much, if we don't eat allotted amount of fish... You don't get those that good nitrates, and you get sick.
So if you but malnutrition.
I guess so you could call it that.
It's just not eating the right amount.
Not eating the right amount of fish.
Now, Raymond, we should specify for the listener.
Mm-hmm.
You are a seal.
Oh, 1,000,000%! Can't you tell by my flippers?
Right. Well, the listener probably couldn't.
And you have a fun birthday hat, I've noticed.
Oh my gosh, I gotta wear it everywhere.
Oh yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you. I can't believe it's been this. You guys haven't said anything this whole time I've been here.
Well, we just did.
I turned 40 today.
You turned 40.
I'm an old seal. I've seen a lot.
What is the general lifespan of a seal?
150.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
I'm almost at my 1/3 life crisis.
Hey,
and I
am say you're
excited.
Old.
What?
You're pretty young, actually, then, for
yeah, I am. Captivity, you know, we live a bit longer, and circus captivity.
Nice.
Triple as long.
Those stupid-ass seals in the wild know what suckers they are.
No, they only got 15 years.
They only live 15 years?
Yeah, man, the ocean's a crazy
They're
place.
They're getting the allotted amount of fish.
No, they are not. We are overfishing.
So you're very happy with your arrangement at the circus.
Oh, yeah.
Are there other seals, or are you the seal?
Oh, I am the seal.
Okay, so do you get along with the other animals?
I mean, me and the lion have had a bit of beef, you know? I won't lie.
What happened?
Well, the lion, he's got his big teeth and his mane. He thinks he runs the damn place. But we all know Arnold is my guy. The ringmaster loves me the best.
Oh, so
and he's just a little bit jealous. And he goes, rah, 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 at me. And I say, relax. Relax.
Take it easy.
Take it easy, Mr. Lion. Paul, he's stupid. Paul the Lion.
Wow.
Stupid guy. Do not smile at him.
So what does your act consist of?
Oh, man. What does it consist of? Well, you know, over the years, I've been perfecting it, obviously. You know, under the guidance of Arnold. You know, I've had a couple ringmasters before, and none have been as skilled in the art.
How long has Arnold been with you?
We've been together 20 years now. 20
wow.
years. Yeah, long time. Long time.
And so your act, he's trained you to do.
Right, yes. Well, I obviously came in with a bit of experience. Okay. I've been juggling.
20 years.
Well, I've been juggling balls since my birth.
Right.
Okay? I was born into the circus life.
You've never known the wild.
I've never known the wild, no. My mom, one of those traveling circuses, you know how you come at the same time. Sometimes it's like interchanging in towns. One circus came. My mom was there, you know.
Papa Seal was there, whoever
Papa
he is.
Papa Seal, he just, you know, one night stand, you know. It happens.
It happens.
Who let these two seals get together from different circuses?
You know, my mom, she would never tell me. I don't know who my father is. I don't know where he is. I hope this podcast will, you know, hopefully he's listening.
Yeah, if you're listening right now and
you're a seal?
You're a seal.
And you had a one night stand in 86.
If you've got a group of friends and none of you's a seal.
If you had a one-night stand with a beautiful lady seal in 1986 on the Milwaukee Town Fair, I'm your son.
You're not 40 years old then.
I don't know time. I'm a seal.
Oh, yeah, maybe 40 in seal years.
That's right.
There's the ticket.
Speaking of tickets, yeah. Your circus, where are you based out of?
Well, you know, we're a traveling circus, so we go all over Canada, the United States. We had a nice run in Europe, okay? Poland. Love Poland.
Why? How do you get all your stuff over there?
Oh, okay.
What's going on, Steve? What do you want to know?
I'm just saying how you get all your stuff over there. You have to take a boat then? Well, I am lucky. With elephants and all this.
Oh, well, I'm lucky, though, because I don't have to worry about any of the logistics, okay? I just show up, flip my...
That's not your job.
Flip my tail.
So the production show up in Europe.
Well,
someone
no,
shoots you with a dart.
Exactly. I get tranquilized. Go in a little loopy state, and then I wake up and I'm in Poland.
And you love it.
And I love it. Oh man, I love borscht.
Borscht?
Yeah. It's a cold soup.
It's a cold soup.
Oh, I thought it was a city for a second.
With cabbage.
Oh, okay.
And beets.
Yeah.
Beets and cabbage, and it is primo.
And where was it your circus was when you found Arnold?
Poland.
It was in Poland. You love it in Poland.
I love it. And that's why it's hard because I want to go back there on vacation, but I can't get over the thought of my dear ringmaster being slaughtered.
How long ago was this?
It was literally, a week and a half ago now.
Wow.
It's pretty recent.
Yeah, and so the circus has come to a halt then.
No, we continued on without that sucker.
Wow.
The show must go on.
Yeah, how does that work, though? Who runs the show? Was he not in charge?
His deputy ringmaster?
Yeah, the deputy ringmaster.
Oh, okay, who's that?
Brian.
Right.
He's in charge now.
He's in charge. He, you know, after the incident, the only thing that was salvageable was the ringmaster coat. Arnold's ringmaster coat, and... coincidentally, it fit perfectly on Brian, and so now he's wearing that red coat with the little tails going out the back and the silver buttons.
And some kind of wand? Is that true?
It's called a baton. Oh, okay. And yes.
A magic baton, sorry.
Well, magic, I guess it does possess a little bit of magic. I mean, if you consider the magic of the circus.
And we do. We do.
We recognize that form of magic on the show.
Yes.
It's like it's good stuff.
All right, so take us through the day you found him. You were in Borscht, Poland.
No, that's the soup. That's the soup we like to eat.
Oh, okay.
We were just in straight up Poland.
No city.
Where? No, it doesn't matter. Poland. Just straight up Poland.
Some nameless Polish town.
Right.
And we always go through those, okay? The nameless Polish towns.
No matter what country.
It's nameless. Nameless and aimless.
Okay.
We pop up in the middle of a field, and people just sense that the circus is in town.
Okay, so you were in some field in Poland.
A Polish field.
Regular day?
Regular day.
You're ready to... either juggle or flip your tail.
Yeah, so I do this fancy little routine where I'm very proud of it, and it's taken me years to master, but I can actually balance four balls on my snout.
Nice.
Four balls.
God you didn't say nose.
I was thinking about nose, but to make it relatable for
thing.
You home. Yeah. Humans. I wouldn't say that properly. But yeah, it's my seal snout.
So and, is it like one ball's on top of your nose, another ball on top of that kind of like a little tower?
A tower, a ball tower.
Nice. Wow. None. Congratulations.
You. So you were preparing for that mentally,
I was
giving
prepared.
Yourself a little pep talk in the mirror.
Right. And you know what? It's a difficult feat.
Especially without feet.
You got it, buddy. You got it.
Yeah, buddy. And flipper.
So hard. And I, you know, a lot of... that's why we're, like, really well-known, our circus, okay? Because
you got four balls.
Because I got four balls on my nose. Yeah, it's, like, one of the main attractions, right?
A four-ball circus.
It, like...
Is that what all the other animals do, too? Each one of them just has four balls on their
nose? Balance on their nose, yeah.
Well, you know... Well, in other circuses, it's only two or three max.
But I mean, in your circus, is that what the other animals do?
Yeah, Paul
as well?
Is there with a four-ball
four
tower.
Balls.
Paul's not quite there yet. And he's jealous. That's another reason why, you know, me and Paul don't get along too well.
Right.
You know, he wishes he was me. He wishes he was a freaking aquatic mammal, that bitch.
Why?
Because I'm cooler than him. The ladies like me more than him. Who likes a fucking lion? Nobody. A seal? Damn. That's what they say. Damn.
Damn. Everyone's just standing around. Damn.
Clapping. Damn. Look at that seal.
Damn.
Or do they not even clap? Do they just sit there and go,
they damn. Go, damn. It's like,
damn. After
parents look to their sons, damn.
Damn.
Look at that seal.
Damn.
That's
full of balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn. Plus, I got my whiskers. My whiskers are longer than his whiskers.
Lions don't have, okay.
Oh, yeah.
They're just short.
He's got some tiny whiskers, and you know, size matters in the circus. Okay.
It's not about how you use them.
No, it's about the length.
You also have some girthy whiskers, too.
So
those
thick.
Those are thick.
Yeah. I know. That's why I'm so good at balancing balls.
So you were getting ready for your four ball balance.
Four ball balance. I was getting ready. And, you know, Arnold was with me, coaching me, giving me, you know, pep talk. And then he said, I'm just going to go grab a drink because he was an alcoholic. Rest in peace. You're not battling with that anymore, buddy. Anyway, so he was. So. It's very, it's not something that we talk about in a circus, but I knew. Okay.
So he was off to get a drink.
So he was off to get a drink. His gin and borscht.
That was his drink of choice.
Gin and borscht. You know, well,
when you're in a field in Poland, you know.
Poland is known for its gin, not vodka, but gin.
It's not Russia.
Not Russia. Not Russia. It's not Russia.
I'm not saying it is.
So we went. Sorry, I'm crying. My eyes are getting watery thinking about him.
Run a Kleenex of some kind?
Oh. Put yourself together, Seal.
For the listeners, legitimately slapping yourself.
I had to get my flippers on my face to get me calmed down. Okay, sorry. So he went.
He goes to get his gin and borscht.
And I'm just sitting there, you know, number one, thinking, damn, I gotta get him off this. Gotta get him off. Damn.
Damn, Seal.
Damn, Seal.
And myself, and at the fact that my friend needs help. Anyway, so I'm there practicing, and while I'm practicing, I like to put on Eye of the Tiger, okay? As I'm prepping.
Doesn't it remind you of Paul?
It does, but it fuels me, you know? Mm. It makes me think I gotta be better than him. So I put it on the song. And about 2 hours go by, okay? I'm in a real headspace.
Song has just been on loop.
It's all on loop. And that song's what, like 3 minutes long?
Yeah. Oh, 3:45.
3:45. Yeah. And so I have it on loop. So it plays, you know, anywhere from 100 to 1,000,000 times.
Anywhere in that window.
I am a seal. I don't know math, except for how much I'm getting paid.
Math Circus.
Oh, wow. That was a time.
You remember the Math
Wait,
Circus?
Are you the seal from Math Circus?
I am.
Wow. Is Paul the lion?
He's not.
Oh, he must be jealous.
He's
got to be in Math Circus.
I know. Wow. I've been around since Math Circus.
Was that a real witch?
Well, you know the magic baton, so I'm going to leave that one to you.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes, too.
The answer's yes. Come on. Isn't that obvious?
We got it.
So 2 hours go by of Eye of the Tiger.
2 hours go by, and I'm like, where?
Rising up.
Back on the streets. Did my time. Took my chances.
Sorry, you're coughing.
Yeah, I'm
your
sick.
Cough button if you need it.
Rising up. Back on the streets.
It's the Eye of the Tiger. It's like a good time.
Of all the songs to sing while super sick, that's one of the funniest.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Anyway, so 2 hours goes by and I'm like, where the hell is Arnold? And then I hear the screams.
The screams,
yeah. And I turn down the music. Turns out people have been screaming for the past hour and a half. And I didn't know. Because I was playing Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah. They were going, damn!
They were going, damn, Paul. No, not Paul, sorry. Arnold! Ah! It's a lot of that.
Yeah.
I come out and it's a freaking bloodbath.
You come out of where, first of all?
My tent.
Okay, you have your personal tent.
My personal tent.
You come out of it.
my personal tent.
So where are we right now?
So the circus is comprised of four large tents in the middle, okay?
Okay.
With one spooky funhouse in the center. Okay.
The heart of the circus. In the middle, and then that one's in the center.
Yeah.
And center of the middle.
And my tent is on just, there's like something we call the circus village. And it's just maybe like 100 feet outside of the main circus circle, I guess you could say.
Yeah, away from the crowds.
Away from the crowds, there's like a few other baby circus tents that have our housing. Aww. And are like where we live. And of course, you know, I have the biggest tent. Because I'm the star of the circus.
Right.
And then Paul has the second biggest tent because he's a loser. And okay. Then
sounds like the smaller than that might be even more of a loser.
No, it's no? Second place is fucking last place.
If you're not first,
yeah, first the worst, second the best.
That is a myth. That is a freaking myth. Because if you come in, if you come in second place, you've already lost. That's my mentality as a SEAL.
Zero the hero, first the worst. Everything else that you've lost.
Everything is a fucking loser.
So everyone's a loser.
Everyone, especially Paul. Third place you tried, you know? Second place you fucking lost. Okay. Anyways.
So
my mom instilled these very harsh SEAL values in me, so I'm sorry if it's coming out.
It sounds like she stuck with you for a while raising you. Was she part of Four Ball?
Not Four Ball. She was only a Two Ball, honey.
So she was with the Two Ball Circus, and that's where you started your days.
Oh, sorry. I see. No, she was a part of the Four Ball Circus, but it was Two Ball at the time. But because I'm so skilled, now became Four Ball Circus.
Well, you renamed the circus.
I freaking renamed the circus. That's why I'm number one.
Sorry, you come out of your big tent.
I come out of my big tent.
So where are you standing right now?
So I'm like flipping, or what's it called? Waddling, I guess. Or scooting. I'm scooting out of the tent.
Scooting
out of the tent. And you know where a SEAL's been because they leave a slippery residue.
Yeah, you're just like a giant slug,
I'm
really.
I'm pretty much a giant mammal slug. Yeah, I would say that that's accurate. So I bounce, scoot out of the tent. Scoot. And it basically how it's set up where everyone lives is like all these little... You know, mine's the biggest, obviously, but it's kind of like, a little circle. It mimics the look of the actual circus.
Do you have a mock funhouse?
We do, in the middle. Yeah, that's where we eat and get lit after. It's where we eat and party after a long circus day. And it's where we take, you know, some of the cooler looking people from the circus. We bring them back to the kind of headquarters and we have a good time.
In the place where everyone eats.
Yeah. It's like a mess hall.
Okay.
If you were going to think about it like that. Where I go in the mess hall, and you know, it's fucking Blood City.
Wait, so this wasn't where the audience is then?
No, this is in our home, like, area.
Oh, so probably...
the people screaming, are they just other employees?
Yeah.
So this is probably someone who works at the circus then, unless someone... broke into this mess hall they shouldn't have been in.
Exactly. That's what I'm suspecting.
Okay.
But the mess hall is not really... We only use it during certain hours of the day. So...
Lunch, breakfast, dinner. Party.
And then we have one afternoon tea time at about 3 p.m.
Okay.
Just to give you some context. We're circus folk, but we have a bit of class, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like to get lit.
We like to get lit. We put a little bourbon in our tea. It's a good time. So this was about... this was about 2:45. Okay,
but you were prepping for your show, right? This was
prepping for our show.
Makes sense, yeah.
And we're prepping for our show, which happens at about 7 p.m.
Okay. Right. So how long were you going to listen to Eye of the Tiger for?
Well, I have a 7-hour window that I listen to it, and that really just gets me jacked up. Gets my flippers. Right hard.
Your flippers get hard.
That's how I know I'm ready to perform. My flippers are rock hard. My whiskers are at the maximum girth. And I'm ready to freaking balance four balls on my snout. So, anyway. So these people have been screaming for like an hour and a half at this point.
And they haven't done anything. They've just been standing screaming. In a circle for an hour.
I mean, they're circus folk. They're not trained paramedics.
Right.
They don't know what the heck they're doing.
Why would they
doing.
Do anything?
Yeah. The hairy lady, the Siamese twins or whatever with the connected at the hip. They don't know what they're doing.
So it was all the, to use a term maybe I don't agree with, freaks.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of freaks.
I agree with
Well, it's the freak show, you know?
It's the freak show, baby.
It's the freak show, baby.
Yeah.
They freak it. It's a freak show.
Okay,
anyways,
so
it's all those
around.
People, you know, it's the you know, the circus groupies are there. We got some men and women that really like to just tag along.
Yeah. No, I know what a groupie is.
He's got it.
Groupie. So they're all freaking out, screaming, running, everyone.
Freaking out, of course.
So I'm obviously like, what's going on? And I like waddle in. Scooting in, and I walk in the mess hall, and on just one corner of the mess hall, it just looks like a blood explosion. Okay, it's like.
So it's on the walls of the tent.
It's on the walls of the tent.
It's on the floor of the tent.
It's on the floor of the tent. It's on the table, some of the tables, and just there slumped up, he's Arnold.
But wow. His jacket was fine.
His jacket was fine, but it almost looked like there was like a big slit down the middle.
Down the middle of his body.
Middle of his body.
And his two halves were kind of peeling apart?
Well, not peeling apart. This is not a cartoon.
Right, of
it's
course.
It's a circus. So it's a more...
Please,
a,
this is a circus.
It's like a slice, but without being cartoony.
Okay, this is a realistic slice
it's
down the middle of his face.
It's a realistic slice down the middle. Not like his face... And his body, so his guts were, they were out.
But not a cartoon.
But not like a cartoon. But like a real guy.
This is a real guy with his guts out, all right?
Real guy with his guts out.
Blood explosion everywhere.
Blood explosion.
And did it look like he was eating there? Did he have any placemat set up?
No.
No.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the weirdest part.
That's the weirdest part. Because it's not lunchtime.
It was after lunch. And pre-tea.
And pre-tea. But you know what? He was always prone to going in, sneaking a bevy or two. We know he's an alcoholic.
Oh, well, yeah, that's where you knew he was going
course.
To go.
Of course, that's right, that's right.
Yes.
And is that where they keep the gin and borscht?
They do. It's a secret thing, but, you know, the cook tries and lock it up because he knows how much, you know, Arnold goes in there.
So he hadn't gotten to the drink. There was nothing in front of him.
Nothing was touched. That's the crazy thing.
That's the crazy thing.
The freezer in which, well, freezer, I guess it's more of like a cooler. The cooler had a lock on it, right? So
right.
That he couldn't get his meaty paws on the borscht and gin. It wasn't touched or wasn't broken. And no borscht and gin was missing. But there he was in the circus tent.
So he had gotten to there and someone knew he was probably going to sneak there.
Yeah.
If he normally went at the same time every day.
Yeah.
Someone who knew his habits.
Mm-hmm.
Knew to stake it out.
I don't know about the if it is a typical alcoholic thing, but, you know, 11 a.m., 1 p.m.,
yep.
6:55 p.m.,
yeah.
Midnight, 3 a.m. nightcap drink. That was Arnold.
Yeah, that's
those are the times.
So he was never drunk. He just had one drink
in each
times.
Of those.
You're, like, constantly almost buzzed.
Well,
maybe?
Yeah. No, yeah, probably
not even sure you would
no,
be.
No, no, no. If you have a... Have you guys ever had a gin and borscht?
No.
I'm sure. Is it like half the bowl is gin? Yeah, half the...
That's what it is.
Oh, wow.
He had a bowl of gin and borscht.
So is it just gin and cabbage in it?
And beets, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, wow. So that'll get you.
Oh. But it wasn't touched on this day.
It was not touched.
What we're going to do is take a quick break. No, that's okay.
All right.
We'll be back.
Okay, good, 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 good.
Just if you have to pee or anything.
I got to pee a lot. I'm a seal. We pee constantly.
We'll be right back. Steve, congratulations.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
I just found out. You didn't tell me.
Well,
you were nominated for Canada's Walk of Fame.
I know, and I have to go accept. I hope it's not a prank.
Well, I hope you don't flub it. I hope you get your piece of sidewalk intact.
Why would you say that? I am now going to be so in my head up
there. I hope you don't think about flubbing it.
Oh, God damn it. All right, I'm going to call an Uber.
What if you go up there and accidentally read a book?
Oh, Jesus. Why would you say these things? Why would you say these things before I leave?
Should have been me on that Canada's Walk of Fame.
Oh, jealousy.
I'm going to be nominated for the best podcast host. So,
for Canada's Walk of Fame? Yeah. They have categories?
Yep. No, they just say why. And in introduction.
I won best podcast host at Canada's Walk of Fame.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm going to go accept.
Okay. Well,
bye.
We're still here with Raymond.
Yeah, hey, it's me.
Raymond, you are a seal.
I am a seal.
Of the four-ball circus.
Of the four-ball circus.
Named as such because most of the animals, the goal is to balance four balls on your nose.
Snout.
Snout. If I was to do it.
It would be a nose.
Yeah. Well, now I'm sure there are some humans who have to balance four, like the trapeze artists. What do they do?
Oh my god, the trapeze artists. I totally forgot about that guy. Boozer.
You have one trapeze artist.
We got two, actually.
Oh, okay.
I was just thinking of the one guy, but it's a duo couple, you know, and they think they're pretty cute, and they balance on the fucking tightrope.
They balance on four tightropes.
Four tightropes.
More impressive.
So they're pretty cool. They're pretty cool, but that's, yeah, that's a nose situation.
And you found the ringmaster of the circus,
ooh,
Arnold Reitman.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask, when I hear about Canada's Walk of Fame and I hear the name Reitman, did Arnold get this job because of his father?
You know, nepotism definitely exists in the circus world. But I think he wanted to kind of take this on his own path.
Okay.
And so I think that Arnold is, although he maybe has that backing, people think, hey, I know that last name. What's going on here? I think this is a solo project.
Right. Not a solo project anymore. As he is dead.
He's dead.
Found in the mess hall tent in the center of Circus Village.
Yeah.
Looked like a blood explosion.
A blood explosion. Blood City.
Blood City. Blood on the walls, blood on the table, blood on the
population
floor.
Population zero.
Not even population one?
No, because he's dead.
I guess no one can really live in Blood City. You're more of a temporary resident.
You lived there for 1 minute.
Which is what he did when he was sliced in half.
Literally sliced, but not like a cartoon, remember?
No, not like a cartoon. This was a realistic slice from the top of his forehead down the middle.
Just missed his balls.
Right. He from the top of his head, sliced down the middle, across his face, down his chest. His guts were spilling out.
Like
skips
that.
Over the balls.
Well, the peen first and then the balls, right? You know
oh,
that.
Oh, they got his peen.
They did.
But not the balls.
No.
Was he naked?
No, nobody knew, right? Because he had his clothes on.
Yeah, but how did you find out?
Well, why you busted me? I had to check for myself.
What did you have to check?
One with the four-ball circus. We couldn't have anybody left behind.
What?
I had to make sure his balls were still intact.
Why?
It would have been the biggest disgrace.
Right, if they had tampered with his body in such a way to dishonor him like that. So this was someone who wanted him dead, but maybe didn't want to taint the... Sorry to use the word taint.
No,
the memory of the circus.
Wait.
What? That's guaranteed, Eric. Hello?
Hello, do you mind if I come in?
Oh my god, did you invite this clown?
No.
I'm not a clown, you know me.
Oh my god. Hey, Paul.
Hello.
The listener, not a clown.
Hello, no.
And that's the best way I could describe you.
You could describe me as brave.
Oh my god.
And big and proud.
And a loser.
What the hell? No. King of the jungle.
Okay, well now I don't know how to describe you. Got one vote loser, one vote king of the jungle.
Okay, first of all, Paul.
Hi.
I don't know if you were aware, but lions don't live in the jungle.
Well, it's
yes,
my
they
name.
Do.
No, they live in the savannah.
We live all over.
Well, now
I live in the circus.
God. See why I think this guy's in the second place loser category?
That's because I can balance only three balls on my nose. For now. I'm too scared to do another one.
I thought you would describe yourself as brave.
Hey, I'm already doing three! What more do you want?
Jesus Christ, okay.
I'm working on four.
So you are Paul the Lion from
the
four-ball circus.
Yeah!
What brings you here?
Just passing through.
Oh, just passing through?
Yes.
You didn't think, oh, I see the slimy, sluggish looking seal prints.
Fine, fine. You want me to admit it? I followed your trail.
Ah.
You slid down it on your belly.
That's how we got in so quick, pulling the far way away.
They followed the trail across the ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess if it floats like oil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does. And there's a big old slip and slide across the ocean. What an adventure for a lion. And you thought I wasn't prey.
Christ.
We're talking about the death of your ringmaster.
Oh, good. Because I wanna have some words with whoever did that.
Why?
I'd like to tell him, hey, not cool.
Now, you're not happy with Arnold being killed?
No, he was the best ringmaster I've ever had.
You weren't jealous that you weren't the star?
No.
Yeah, that's a frickin' lie.
I don't care for you. But that's not Paul's fault, I understand. It's only 3 balls. But he could have given me something else to do. I'm good at other things.
Oh, like what, huh?
Look at my tail.
Oh, wow, it's all puffy and fuzzy. Wow.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, you could go up and have a puffy and fuzzy tail.
Yes.
Damn.
And I can watch me sit in this chair.
Actually, it's pretty impressive.
Okay, kind of balanced on it a little bit.
That's a myth that lions are afraid of chairs. You always see in the pictures whips and chairs trying to keep us at bay.
Oh, that's true.
But it turns out I love a good chair.
And
yeah.
A whip?
No, don't bring a whip near me.
Oh.
What was that? What is that all about?
That was just me saying, oh.
You've already won. What? You've already won. You're the talk of the town.
I know.
Everyone says damn. No one says damn when I before they go, meh. What more do you want?
I want you to respect me, for Christ's sake.
Well, I can't do that when you're always so rude to me. I've seen other seals who are more talented, but you know what? They're nice after shows. They come up to me and they slap me with their sticky fins and they say, hey, good show out there, buddy.
Because
they know
you?
I'm trying my best.
You want me to slap you with my rock hard flipper?
What? Okay, I meant as a pat on the back. Not a slap.
I guess the problem is I don't respect you. So how could you respect me? Okay, yeah, I got some issues I gotta work on.
Yeah,
I understand. I got some issues I gotta work on. I get it.
So let's talk about the last time either of you guys saw Arnold.
I was obviously listening to Eye of the Tiger.
Obviously. It was during the day.
During the day. And he was going, you know he had an alcohol problem, right, Paul?
Yeah, I know.
And you didn't do anything to try and facilitate.
Didn't do anything.
Why is this on me?
Because I was doing my best as well. And I didn't feel like I got no support from you.
I took away the keys to the caravan. Anytime I saw him with that Porsche in hand, I'd say, Paul, give me the keys to the caravan.
That is good.
I drive the caravan.
You crashed it like 4 times.
Oh, well. Sorry, I can't drive the caravan. It's better than him.
I don't know, Paul. On the contrary, I've heard the trapeze artists talk about you.
What?
And how you would give him...
What?
How you give him pea soup and rum.
I give him pea soup and rum.
Yeah, you would find another type of soup variety and mix it with a different kind
of
alcohol variety.
No, I see what you're
variety.
Doing, but what I'm saying is,
yeah?
That's poppycock. It's unbelievable.
What'd you just say?
He said poppycock.
This is a family podcast.
Oh, shit, is it?
It's poppy penis.
Poppy penis.
Papa's penis.
Papa's penis.
I can get behind that.
So, sorry. When was the last time you had seen Arnold?
I was listening to The Greeks Don't Want No Freaks, which is my warm-up song. It's a song by the Eagles.
The Jeez. Greeks Don't Want No Freaks.
Yeah.
Can
Did you sing
it?
A bit? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the Greeks don't want no freaks. You can look it up. It's a real
can
song.
Can you sing any words that aren't The Greeks Don't Want No Freaks?
There was beer all over the dance floor. The band was playing rhythm and blues. And about a half an hour later, I was puking all over your girlfriend's shoes because the Greeks don't want no freaks. Something like that. I listen to it all the time. It's my warm-up
you
song.
You listen to someone puking all over a girlfriend's
no,
shoes
yeah,
and get you warmed up?
Yeah, in the Eagles song, effects. The Greeks Don't Want No Freaks, they say, puked all over her shoes. And then there's like 30 seconds of puke sound effects.
No wonder you're second place.
Okay, sorry.
Hey.
Sorry, okay. It's not a classic warm-up song.
So you were listening to that the last time you saw Arnold?
Yes. I was warming up,
And he said, don't play it too loud. The freaks don't like it.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, ah, sorry.
They all want to go to Greece.
Yeah. So I turned it down, and I turned around, and there he was, drinking his bush and gin. And I said, Paul, give me your keys.
What time was this?
Yeah.
This would have been 6:55, the night before.
Whoa, okay.
Oh, the night before.
And he handed me his keys, and he said, I know. Good luck with the show.
Here so you go. You saw him much more recently.
I did, yes. I saw him about, well, I would assume 20 minutes before he died.
Now let's talk about the body. Did you get a chance to see it? Were you one of the people just standing there screaming?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was screaming like you wouldn't believe.
Well, you're not a paramedic. What could you have done?
What could I have done? I did all I could do.
What did... So question to both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Was this split, it was like just a clean cut?
A clean slit.
How wide are we talking?
It was very thin.
Very thin.
It looked like someone just took a knife.
Like it was a laser on that from the James Bond villain. You know, when it's going to go slice
now
through
him. Now that I'm thinking about it, it looked like just one whoosh. Maybe like a whip went right down.
Whipped in half, do you?
I think he might have.
Well, yeah, that's the only thing I can think of that would make that noise.
The whip that we use are very thin.
Very thin whips.
Thin
now,
whips.
I'm just talking about him.
Did he have his whip on him? On his body?
He did not. When I saw him.
He had it the night before.
He did. He had it when
had
I
it for
saw
the performance.
Oh, my God.
Did he have it when he was training with you?
He did. But not when we found
him. So someone used his own whip.
Oh, my God.
To whip him in half, except his balls.
Except his balls. No one would do that unless they really disrespected him.
So they, again, weren't trying to disrespect.
No, but they just wanted him.
Didn't want to hurt the name of the circus, but yeah, wanted him out of the way, per se.
Oh.
This Let's talk about Brian.
Like Brian.
Oh, my God.
Son of a bitch. Exact same size as Arnold.
Exact same size. And he's wearing his own Have you seen Brian recently, Paul?
Well, yeah, he's the assistant anyway.
Okay, Mr. Sassy Pants. I was talking to Paul.
All right, sorry. Paul, the question was yours.
Team. You and me, buddy.
All right.
Five balls collectively.
Oh, okay, well.
Seven.
There we go.
Neither of you are good at math.
I wasn't in math.
You're seals.
Anyway.
I'm not a seal. I was saying I wasn't in math, sir.
And you'll never, ever be.
Hey, what the hell?
Sorry, right, we're on the same team. Sorry, I got a complex.
Can't
I gotta work
just
out.
Get along.
I know,
what
I'm
could
sorry.
I do? What can I do to win your favor?
What can you do?
Is it because there's no movies about seals?
What about Slappy and the Stinkers?
Who?
Because
Slappy and the Stinkers.
There's not many movies about seals.
You know,
there's
got
to be a Slappy and the Stinkers too.
Maybe I'm just upset because there's a whole... Because I always wish I was in The Lion King.
Yes, the Lion King trailer just dropped.
And it was fabulous.
Who are those movies for?
I don't know.
Just, like, nostalgia?
Yeah, people who, like, watched it and
I watched
like...
the Jungle Book one and I don't understand. It's
oh,
like...
was it good? I
no,
never got a chance.
No, it's just shot... Like, obviously it looks cool.
Yeah.
But why are you doing this?
I would like a new movie.
I know. When they're doing the Dumbo, too.
Are you
who
serious?
Who asked for that? Tim Burton Dumbo.
Wow. That could be an interesting spin. At least
no,
Tim
it couldn't.
Burton.
It's Tim Burton.
No, it
no
looks
boo.
Not good.
Tim Burton, you don't
Big
like
Big Fish him? Was good, but...
Why don't we...
Everything
wait.
Else is too Tim Burton-y.
Well, that's
you
the...
like Beetlejuice, don't you?
Oh, I like Beetlejuice.
And what about the...
But that's
the...
funny.
What about the Corpse Bride? That's my favorite.
No.
What the fuck?
I get like out of... Nightmare Before Christmas.
I was just going to suggest
scary.
That one.
And
you know?
Cheerful.
You yeah. know what? I'm a little bit afraid of that one.
All I'm saying is...
Okay, yeah,
there's a lot of press. The cast is unbelievable.
That's what I'm saying. Freaking... Hey, but Beyonce's on
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's just for millennials who
I
are
know.
Just going to get hype over this cast to watch a bunch of CGI animals hang out for
my
an hour
point
and a half.
Is... There's no... You don't see any that's seals in The Lion King, do
they
you?
Should remake Slappy and the Stinkers.
Get
that's
over
what
it!
Want to see.
What you talking about?
Yeah, oh, I bet. I guarantee every single listener right now.
Email Griffin if you
I
know about Slappy.
To Plitzky at gmail.com.
Oh, that's your real email.
We're going to talk about Slappy and the Stinkers.
You can give a call at 416. I'm just kidding. I don't know your phone number.
That'd be more impressive if you knew his number.
I wish I should have prepared.
It's a 705.
Yeah, it's from freaking. in the north part.
Okay.
Okay, well...
He was whipped in half. Brian, that's what we're talking about.
No, we were coming to terms with the fact that you're sour about not being in pop culture more, and I am a more impressive, majestic beast, lest I be more skilled. Can't we just be friends?
Do you want to shake on it? Hard flipper to... To paw?
To soft, mushy paw.
Flaccid paw.
Oh, rock hard.
Oh, wow. I feel better.
I feel better, too.
Okay.
I think we can get along.
I do, too. Do you want to go kill this Brian character?
Okay.
Yeah, we can get exact revenge.
Animals can't get put in jail.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of that. We could be killing this whole time.
Yeah, well, your whole life's a jail, really.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That really puts things into perspective. Okay, so Brian was wearing the freaking jacket.
Okay, but that could just be because he was promoted. If something else had happened to Arnold and Brian got the job, he would have had the jacket.
Mm-hmm.
He would have gotten the job anyways. So that alone is not evidence.
Okay, right. But it's motive, as they say.
It is motive.
Right? And there was blood. Oh, excuse me. I'll take that again. And there was blood everywhere.
There was
blood. And there was no blood on Brian when he showed up for our first show the next night.
Do we have the security camera footage?
Yeah, we've got it right here. I just haven't watched it. It sounds boring.
It is boring. Don't what? Bother.
Guys, come on. We got to watch the security
just
footage.
Just watch the Lion King trailer again.
Okay, well, we could do that first.
Yeah, okay.
I love that trailer. Ah, the vineyard! I'm going to be Cimarron.
Keep going, please. What do you remember of The Lion King? Can you try and go through it beat by beat?
There's a lion. There's another lion that's jealous. And there's a whole thing about the bugs and the earth and the
bugs.
Yeah.
They eat bugs.
Oh.
I'm not sure that's a crucial plot point.
Later on.
It's the circle of life. There's the animals that eat the grass and then they die and then they're bugs.
Then they're bugs.
Reincarnation.
It's bugs. I forgot about
and
that.
And then the lion gets thrown into the wildebeest race. The wildebeest
the
are like...
Race.
It's like the running of the bulls, but with wildebeest.
And they're like, who's going to win at the end of the canyon? And then they're running, and then he gets stuck, and then the little guy thinks it was his fault, and then he becomes best friends with another guy, and then there's that hot chick, Naya. What's her name?
Nala.
And then, you know, there's some funky business. And
there's
you
some
feel,
funky business.
You feel the love tonight. And then he has to go back because he's the real king. Meanwhile, the other guy is just overeating all the animals and the hyenas are going crazy. You know, we're bringing it back. Overfishing, overeating. We got to save the environment. That's the Lion King for you.
I think at its core, it's an environmental...
Awareness film.
Yeah, it's really doing its part.
Yeah, anyways, that's all I remember. All
right, do you want to watch the security camera footage?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Click.
Okay, so it's just the mess hall. It's empty.
That's me. Look, I'm eating. Look at me go.
You're eating my freaking lunch that I packed away.
Sorry.
I like you now, so I'll let this one slide.
Oh, we like the same foods.
You like fish?
Yeah.
Ew.
What?
I
don't.
No, yes. I like. That's what I'm saying.
But for a lion, it's gross.
Well,
no, great. I'm thinking. We should hang out.
Hey, are you coming around?
I like you.
Oh, okay, you're done your meal.
Oh, he's leaving.
And I've cleaned my plate. I've licked it clean, and I'm bringing it out of the tent.
Oh my god, the trapeze artists are in there now.
Yeah.
Oh, they're fucking you for a 5x4. This is gross. I don't want to see two trapeze artists playing go
fish. Well, how about you just look away? Maybe I'm liking it.
You like the trapeze artists playing go fish in the mess hall?
Yeah, it's my favorite food.
Yum.
Fast forward. Okay. They are
there's
gone.
There's Brian killing him.
Yep, there's Brian killing him. Do you want me to keep fast forwarding?
No. I want to watch this in slow motion.
Okay, so Brian is pulling back the whip.
Dun, 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 dun. It's the music that's playing in my head.
Now the whip is slowly moving forward through the air, striking the top of his head. It's going down.
Oh, I hope it doesn't hit his balls.
Down his face, off the tip of his nose, but right back to the lip.
Oh, no.
Down his chin.
Oh,
giving him a little butt chin.
Coming towards the butt.
Okay, down the chest. Splitting in two. This is so realistic.
Oh my god, the guts.
His guts. Oh, his guts.
So it looks like there's an explosion of blood. Oh my god. It's covering the walls and the table.
Blood City. Population zero.
It's got his peen.
Oh no. Yikes. And then in a
broken... Ryan just pulled out a gun and shot his peen.
And narrowly missed the ball.
Just in the nick of time.
Oh, whew, and no balls. Wow. A happy ending.
And look at him, he's taking the jacket off.
So the jacket wasn't on him when you found the body?
No.
Oh.
I guess that would have given it away, huh?
Yep. And that wraps up another successful episode of Killed to Death.
Wow.
So we're going to kill him because we can't go to prison, right?
Yes.
Now that we're team? Ooh, good. Okay, fun.
Lion and
how are you gonna do
seal?
It?
Lion and seal,
killing the bad guys.
I don't know. You tell me. You're more.
Okay. What about if
I'll do whatever you say?
What about if I say, hey, Brian?
Nice. That's good. That's a good start.
I say, hey, Brian. Why don't you come into my tent and I can show you some of my new tricks? I think I can balance five balls.
Oh, nice.
He won't be able to resist that. And then he walks in, but you're behind the little flap of the tent. And he comes out, and you put your paws out. Zing! You get the claws out too.
I'm the claws.
And you. Oh, no.
That's why I have these flaccid paws.
Right. Okay, well, that's okay. That's okay. That's fine. And you could trip him.
Yeah, why don't I crouch over behind him and you push him over me like you did in the playground?
Like the table topping.
Oh, yeah, table topping!
And then I think with my rock hard flipper... We'll table top him and I'll slap him in the head so hard his head gets crushed.
I want to thank Matt Ouellette, who gave us that suggestion for a murder. If you have a suggestion, you can email killedtodeathpodcast@gmail.com or toplitsky@gmail.com.
Can you please answer me? I've sent you like 400 emails.
To killedtodeathpodcast@gmail.com? Yeah. Have you suggested murders?
I've been trying to get on the podcast for literally 100 years. It's my favorite thing. I listen to it all the time.
Well, all you had to do was find a dead body.
And now I have.
Yay!
I'm so happy.
I want to thank Matt Probst, who does our theme song. He does it. He constantly sends us files to use.
Yeah, he's like, I've updated it. Here it is again. Remastered. Out of the vault.
Oh my god, exclusive.
But don't worry, you can still faintly hear my roommates talking at the end of it.
Is that true?
Yeah. At the end of the theme song. It's either during the ad or the real one. If you turn up the audio, you can hear voices in the background.
What are they saying?
Fun Easter egg for the fans. I don't know. It's just, do you know, we ever met Brendan? Probably not. You're a seal.
I don't know a lot of people.
Anything else I need to do? Oh, like on Facebook, rate on iTunes, review on iTunes.
Sure, dude.
Sonar Podcast Network. Check out all the great shows on there.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't say that enough.
We don't. We're part of a really cool network. And mine's the...
What podcast do you have?
Oh, I didn't want to have to plug this.
Come on, Tompish.
Plug your podcast.
Okay, well, it's called Brave Boys, and it's me, and I have on a guest every week, and they tell me a story of a time they were brave, and
no
they
way.
Inspire me to do better.
What's been your favorite episode?
Face my fears. My favorite episode was with a young gazelle that I tried to eat one time when I was in the wild. We reconciled, and he came on the show, and he told me of a time that he crossed a rushing river, and the river looked so strong, and he said, I'll never reach the other side, but his father before him passed along, and he said, follow me, son. I know you can do it.
So that is Brave Boys on the Sonar Podcast Network. Do you have any plugs?
I also have a podcast on the Sonar Network. You didn't even ask me.
I'm doing that right now.
It's called Sealing Around. It's about me, and it's my take on the current political issues.
What is your favorite episode?
My favorite episode is the one where I just talk about overfishing. That's pretty much all of them.
Sounds like you have an agenda.
Yeah. But don't tell the network. They don't want any of that business.
Is there any other plugs you have?
You know what? I love this girl, okay? And I wish she...
Damn.
I'm in love, okay? What can I say? I'm a seal.
Wow.
I'm in love. Her name's Laura.
She Polish?
She is not. Although I'm sure she wishes. Just kidding. She doesn't.
Everyone wishes they were a little Polish.
Everybody does. Anyway, so her name's
Laura.
Fuck
yeah, toplitsky@gmail.com.
Oh my gosh, are you Polish?
Stop plugging it.
Kind of.
You have?
The Teplitsky part is.
Hey, what are you doing after this?
Okay, talk about Laura.
Sorry. Oh, God, she's my one true love. Anyways.
Besides the guy you just hit on.
Oh! So, yeah, Laura, I don't know, she performed at the kids' table. Is an improv tube, it's pretty cool.
You're giving me a look as if to say, I did pretty good, huh?
How about that plug?
And then,
it is. We are also in that troupe with Laura.
No, you're not!
I am mistaken. We are on Orson Welles. Anything else?
Yeah, I guess you can follow at LDM Comedy. That's the letter L. Then that's the letter D. And then the letter M. And that's it.
Comedy on, and that's Instagram, Twitter.
That's Instagram. I don't actually know about the Twitter situation, but definitely Instagram. And definitely Instagram and definitely Facebook.
All right. Keep your stick on the ice.
Okay.
Stick on the ice.
Yeah. Keep it there.
You have to.
Okay.
That's how you receive a pass.
We're talking about hockey.
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. So you can get that pass.
You can get that pass.
And score a goal.
You normally cut it off before you get to do the full catchphrase.
Yeah, sorry, and I'm still not done.
Oh, sorry.
Keep your stick on the ice. So you can receive that pass. And score that goal. And go home. So the Zamboni driver can come out. And spin around on the ice. In his big Zamboni.
I'm sorry, is this something that's going to continue?
Yeah.
Is this something you do every podcast?
Yeah, this is our closing statement. Ends, right? Great, now I've got to start again.
Here we go.
Okay.
Keep your stick on the ice.
Killed to Death is produced and engineered by Steve Cook and Griffin Teplitsky. Special thanks to Katie Lohr, Matt Probst, and Tom Shank. Rate and subscribe on iTunes and like Killed to Death on Facebook so they know how to value their worth as human beings.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!